2 days after voters across America rejected the Romney-Ryan "you're on your own" philosophy to get vital services and provide tax breaks for the wealthy, New Yorkers gathered on the Lower East Side today to urge federal representatives to make the right choices for American families when they return to Washington for the lame duck session. WBAI's Linda Perry files this report.
People displaced from the Lower East Side, from Brooklyn, from Staten Island, and Far Rockaway rallied today with union and elected officials. They gather in front of a NYCHA housing project, which was hard hit by Hurricane Sandy. The fear here is that Bush tax cuts will be renewed and that cities like New York will fall off a fiscal cliff with massive cuts to vital services. Issues people are worried about are visible in the signs they carry. No cuts to services. Invest in our future. We care about Medicare. Increase federal minimum wage. Hands off our Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Good jobs equal strong communities. And there are banners from 32BJ, SEIU, Strong Together, UnitedNewYork.org, La Fuente Civic Participation Project. Activists give out white T-shirts with 99% emblazoned in large black numbers. People put them on top of their winter coats in the freezing cold.
Sandy may have blown in and blown out, but the suffering is real, and the suffering is still here.
Councilmember Jessica Lappin.
Whether it's people shivering inside of their apartments or people who lost a week's worth of wages or more, and are wondering how they are going to pay their rent.
Juan Pagan lives in NYCHA housing on the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
In fact, I live right by the East River on East 12th Street, and I actually saw the devastation with my own eyes. I couldn't believe how the East River just came right over. We lost electricity, we lost heat, lost water. There were elderly people who were stuck because of the elevators not working. The fact they had no running water.
And meals couldn't be delivered.
Yeah, a lot. It was just horrible that it made it so difficult. Even for people who wanted to bring a relief, it was very difficult to climb up dark stairs, no elevator, and to carry water, which, you know, it's very heavy.
Pagan is at the rally today because he's concerned about getting help for his community. And that's what Stuart Applebaum spoke about. Help for New Yorkers. He is president of RWDSU, the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union.
Today we're sending a message to Congress. We're saying that in any negotiations over the fiscal cliff, we have to protect what it is that the American people stood up and voted for on Tuesday, a notion that we are responsible for each other and that we are an American people, an American community, and we have to take care of each other. We need jobs. We need to protect our social programs. We need to protect the security net that we have. We cannot see cuts in Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid. People have to understand that the only way we move forward is if everybody moves forward.
Let me ask you, as the head of a very strong union, many of your members were struck by the hurricane and its aftermath, the cleanup, etc. They've lost property.
Devastated. Many of our members were devastated by the storm. People are struggling. People have lost their homes. Lives have been lost. We have to do everything we can as quickly as we can to bring them back into our community.
Lower East Side Councilmember Rosie Mendez wears a wool cap, a heavy scarf. She is visibly cold.
Today, I, like many of my neighbors, still do not have heat and hot water. That ain't right. But worse, there are many of my neighbors who still do not have electricity and who do not have elevators and who do not have running water. This building behind us is one such building. 26 stories, no heat, no hot water, no electricity, no elevators.
Mendez says too many New Yorkers are suffering. She says New York needs federal funding and needs it now.
You know where else it's cold? It's cold in this building behind us. And my colleague Rosie Mendez just talked about it's cold in thousands and tens of thousands of people's homes today.
State Senator Daniel Squadron.
And it's cold because we had a storm. And after we had that storm, we've done the best we can to recover. But the truth is, we don't have the resources to do what we need to do for the people who need it across this city.
And Councilwoman Tish James from Brooklyn says if the Bush cuts are not allowed to expire, the city and its services will face the fiscal cliff.
And the reality is that we really need to invest in the infrastructure of the city of New York. We need to put people back to work. We need to strengthen Section 3, which allows NYCHA workers, NYCHA residents to work where they lived. We need to really invest in the city of New York at this point in time, rebuild our bridges, rebuild our streets, rebuild our schools, rebuild our boilers immediately.
James says tax increases for the poor and spending cuts that affect workers across the city are avoidable. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.